Hello and welcome to Potternims, a Harry Potter podcast about Wizarding World words. My name is Al, and I'm a giant nerd. With me is my co-host and brother.
Hi, I'm Eric, and I'm not quite the Harry Potter geek or word nerd that Al is, so most of this will be new to me. Obviously, there will be spoilers.
Each week, I'll choose a Wizarding World word and tell you all about why it is so awesome and clever. So whether you're like me and you know most of this already,
or you're like me and most of this is a surprise,
I hope you learn something that will add to your enjoyment of this phenomenal fantasy world.
Let's chat metamorph magi.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Metamorph magi. This is two different words, or is this all?
It's one word.
All one word. Okay. Mm-hmm. Metamorph magi. So this is about magic that changes things into other things. Yeah, okay.
Kind of, yes. So, metamorph magi, that's the plural of metamorph magus.
Okay.
Which is a witch or wizard who can change their appearance through will alone. No spells, no potions. They just think it and they change how they look.
Okay, so this is like an animagus.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
Yeah. Except that an animagus can only change into one animal, and they can't choose the animal, if you remember from that episode.
Yes.
It's whatever suits them best. Versus a metamorph magus can change their appearance to, you know, change just one feature on themselves, or to make themselves look like a completely different person, or to look like someone they know or have seen.
Can they turn into animals as well?
No, it's just humans.
Okay.
Changing their humanoid appearance, yes.
Okay.
So you are born as a metamorph magus. You can't learn to be one or be made into one. And it is a very rare trait to be born with. In fact, there is one speaking character in this series who is a metamorph magus. Do you remember who that is?
Well, I'm remembering some people that changed their features and stuff, but I think it was with the help of some magical potion or something. So I'm not sure if I'm remembering who this is.
Okay. Well, we did talk about her. We did an episode on her. This is Nymphadora Tonks.
Oh, okay. Tonks, yeah.
Tonks, exactly, yes. So she usually just uses it to kind of like change her hair color a lot, or she uses it to amuse people, to make silly noses or things like that on her face, you know.
Uh-huh.
But she also uses it in her work as an Auror and with the Order of the Phoenix to help disguise herself, or perhaps to, you know, pretend to be somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But are there other examples, non-talking or historical examples in the series that we know of?
The only other person in the series who's a metamorph magus that we know of, that gets mentioned anyway, is Tonks and Lupin's son, Teddy.
Aha, yes.
Yes. We hear about him as a baby, and we see him very briefly in the epilogue scene on the platform 9 3/4 as he's going to school. Mm-hmm. He's kissing somebody, but he doesn't really speak. But so it's mostly Tonks where we learn about this ability. Yeah.
Okay.
So because, you know, Teddy is Tonks' son, there maybe is a hereditary element to this.
Yeah.
But Tonks' parents were not metamorph magi. So. Okay.
Maybe skipped a generation.
Maybe, yeah. Who knows what's going on with that? But
yeah, or maybe it's a gene that, you know, an environmental factor needs to, you know, release or open up that gene or whatever.
Maybe. Yeah, who knows? But it does manifest almost immediately. Both Tonks and Teddy, their hair changed color within hours of birth. So, you know, right away.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Baby was like, nah, I want to be a blonde.
Yeah. I think it's more like colors, like I want to be blue. Oh, you know.
Right. Nice.
Yes. And this ability is possibly kind of tied to your emotions. It's not really talked about, but when Tonks is kind of depressed after Sirius dies and Lupin tells her he doesn't want to be together, she has trouble changing her appearance during that time. So, maybe she just doesn't have the will for it, or maybe it's more closely tied to your emotions. But
yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, the word metamorph magus or metamorph magi,
Mm-hmm.
You already probably kind of figured out some of the etymology of this one.
Well, I certainly recognize the similarity to metamorphosis.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
Both the English word metamorphosis and this magical word come from the same roots. They come from the Greek meta, which means change, and morph, which means shape or form. And then magus is Latin for magic or wizard.
Okay.
So put it all together, it's a wizard who can change shape or form. Exactly what it is.
Right on the nose.
Yep.
Right on the big funny nose, right? That you just changed.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it. Told you it was a short one.
I love it. I'm looking at your face that I just saw on your face. I don't have any bullet points left.
Right. I was on my list.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Well, I mean, really straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really a very uncommon in the series for names of, like, abilities or...
spells.
I mean, this obviously isn't a spell, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah, cool. Well, geez, what do you think you would do if you had the ability to do this?
Ooh. I think I would use it a lot.
Yeah, to what? To disguise or to hide or to pretend you're someone else?
I think all of those.
Yeah.
But also just to kind of have fun with my appearance. You know, I wear a lot of kind of more loud clothing, colorful clothing, and do weird things with my hair all the time, you know. So I think I would just use it to have fun with how I look like. But I would totally also use it to kind of blend in or, you know. Hide somewhere.
Yeah. Skip the lines at Disney, just turn into right? like some celebrity or something like that. Walk in. I don't know what I would do. I think that would be fun too, just to be able to, like, in the morning while you're picking out what clothes you're gonna wear and stuff, you also pick out, what's my hair gonna look like?
Right.
That's kinda cool.
Do I have a beard today? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I do like the idea of being able to change your appearance in a way you normally would, but that doesn't take like a year to grow back out, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Someone should... Okay. Someone listening who is a really talented app developer or something should create an app that can change your features or your hair color or hairstyles in real time, like a augmented reality kind of app uses your camera. And call it a metamorph magi or whatever is the name of the app.
Could be cool.
So that you can try on different hairstyles at whim.
I think there are already apps like that, but it would be a cool name for it. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that this existed. This isn't one of the terms that I remembered from the series, but that makes sense since there's only really a couple people that are actually known metamorph magi.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool. Man, it makes me think what other kind of cool abilities in witches and wizards might just, like, be born with, you know, that haven't been discovered or imagine, like, having this kind of skill and not realizing that, like, all the other witches and wizards don't also have this skill that just seems like a magic thing everyone should have.
Or something that, like, comes to light with the changing times or a technology or something. Like, you know, you're born well before computers are every day, and then when you get older, you discover that you can, you know, like, control the mouse with your mind or something, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, wait, I didn't need to be... I could have done that with my mind this whole time?
What?
Nice. Well, metamorph magi and metamorph may... Wait, what was the singular?
Metamorph magus.
Metamorph magus. Okay. Mm-hmm. The triple M.
Yes.
Yes.
Ma-ma-ma.
If it was a spell, that would be the what you would have to say.
Right.
Ma-ma-ma.
Ma-ma-ma. Blue hair. Ma-ma-ma.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, boy.
Well, head on over to our Facebook page and leave us a comment. Let us know what you might do if you were a metamorph magi. Magus.
Magus.
If you were a metamorph magus. Yeah, and while you're over there, make sure you follow us. You can also check us out on Instagram. Both of those are at Potternims. And head on over to YouTube to see some cool animated versions of these episodes, in video form, of course, and shorter clips, too, over there. Just search for Potternims.
And you can find us on Patreon as well if you want even more extra clips that you won't find anywhere else. Extra details from almost every episode. Patreon.com/Potternims.
Well, until next time. I stopped. I was waiting for you to say your name for some reason. Well, until next time.
I'm Al.
And I'm Eric. That's
and
so
this
funny.
Has been Butternams. Are we going with that?
But yeah, go for it if you want to.